This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. The following is my interview with Digital Playground Contract Director Robbie D. Robbie was just awarded the RogerViews.com Critics' Choice Award as Top Director for 2007. Had a big year starting Handheld Pictures and talks a lot about that as well as his other projects for Digital Playground. Hope you enjoy it and I welcome your feedback, Raj at RogerViews.com. Okay, they've run out of hot girls. Now I have to interview Robbie.
The hot guys.
Scott Nails is here?
Oh, so you like Scott Nails?
I like what Scott is nailing. How's that? Between working with Shay and going home with Lacey.
I wonder if Scott would get laid if it wasn't for me paying all these girls to sleep with him.
There's the quote of the year. That's the interview. We're done. Now, somehow I'm thinking he might still get laid.
I don't know. The consensus is no.
So you made Scott Nails.
Yeah.
He owes you.
Yeah.
Then you should get Lacey once in a while, right?
I do. Eat your heart out.
Print that, Luke Ford.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit.
Print that, Luke Ford.
Robbie D., Digital Playground Director, Shooter, Jackass, Jack
all
of
around,
all trades.
All around, yeah, all around. I prefer master of all trades, actually.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Come on now.
Jack of all, master of none.
Come on. I don't want that stigma. I want master of all.
No.
Overachiever.
No. You're the Pat Mine of porn.
Oh, you're killing me. Yeah, well, no, I'm not. Because if I was, I'd have about $7,000-$10,000 Rolexes on my arm at one time, and my wife would be wearing four more. Print that.
Apparently we're going to print that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't edit these anymore, so it's going live.
Uh-oh.
We're actually live on the internet right now.
Yeah, okay.
What do we talk about? We've done this like every year.
Let's talk about what's in store for next year.
Well, yeah, let's do that.
Well, let's talk about what happened this year.
We can talk about this.
Let's talk about
this year. What did you do this year?
What I did this year was I actually had the opportunity to start Handheld Pictures, which is my own independent company, and it's being distributed exclusively through Digital Playground right now, where I was able to just do whatever I wanted to do, you know, shoot porn, whatever. But what it really led me to do and gave me the opportunity to do was to start paying attention to the reviewers, the critics, and the fans this year, because I've never done that before. I've always done movies just for me or what I felt like doing and blah, 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 and I think that got me really, really far. But I noticed that some of my competition's big deal was that he was such a critics guy or a reviewers guy and a fans guy. And I knew that was the big difference between the two of us. I mean, we established that between the two of us like 6 years ago. And so this year the internet got better and people got more aware of what was going on. And I think it was represented better on their end, on the reviewers end, to enough to make a lot of companies start paying attention now. And, you know, with ADT being out there and all the other affiliates and stuff that allow that present a podium now, you can really talk to consumers and the fans and reviewers and get input, no matter how ridiculous some of it is, you know. And you can pick and choose. So, like I say, this year, I started talking to guys. You, actually, is it. really. And I started reading the guys and seeing what they're saying and paying them more attention and doing movies now targeted at the consumer, which... I don't know if it's really a sellout. It was just a business move. And I started listening and doing that. And what happened was, while doing it, I got to get turned on to new ideas. It was really cool. It's like they opened my eyes. And, you know, multiples. I never shot multiples, dude. So I talked to Raj, who tells me, yeah, multiples are great. You know, give them a shot. Oh, fuck, I love them. You know, they're such a total new, complete challenge for me. Then it was really exciting. I mean, it really opened everything up. So actually, paying attention to you guys this year got me an award. And I'm going to do...
Jumping ahead.
Yeah, from ABN.
Little
got me
anxious,
an award from
anxious.
ABN and Berlin.
That's how you won at Berlin.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it just gave me the opportunity to find out what was going on. I have 5 titles a month I do, sometimes more, which is a lot. Especially at the caliber or the level we do movies. And with all the funny bits and things like that. I shoot, you know, 28 days a month almost, it seems like. I don't have time to spend that much time on the internet and figuring things out. So I got to really grab the information as quick as I can and soak up what I can. And that usually works by calling you. Saying, hey, what do you think? What do I do? What's going on? What's better? What's not?
So where's the movie with me fucking Shay and Jesse? Every time you call,
I thought you didn't want me to release that footage, you know?
Well, I keep hearing about this secret mystery feature you guys are doing.
Yeah.
That's what I figure it's going to be.
Well, for next year, I plan on continuing what I'm doing like this, but I want to do it more. I want to talk more to the guys, more to the reviewers. Maybe not so much on the chat lines, because a lot of it is just really bullshitty. A lot of the guys just, you know, if you spend enough time on the internet, you can weed out the bullshit guys and pay attention to the guys that know what they're talking about, you know. Don Houston, this Astronaut guy seems pretty clever. This Bono One guy is actually popping up in my head a lot when I read it. It's getting kind of clever, you know. Then I also see the guys I don't want to even be affiliated with. I don't care what they say. So I'm going to try and feel out by now, like asking you, what do you want to see next year? You know, because just as much as you guys tell me what to do, it gives me something to do. And then I do and I go, fuck, that was hot, you know? That was really great. So I want to know what all you guys are interested in now, because a lot of it's getting boring. It's getting repetitive. We're all doing the same stuff. I got to figure out how to change it, you know, but change it in the right way. Because if you change it, everyone gets mad at you. But if you do the same stuff, everybody gets mad at you.
So the only winning move is not to play.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, you don't know what to do. It's a challenge. But that's why I do this job, because of those challenges. You know, that's what I'm about. It's challenging. Going after other directors' awards. Going after, you know, some other demographic. You know, whether it's a feature crowd, it's a Pirates crowd, it's the Island Fever crowd, it's a Celeste crowd. Or challenging how to make Celeste movies better. Maybe not slow motion. You know, whatever. I'm constantly trying to evolve, learn more. I don't even feel remotely like I've started yet. And that's sincere. I don't even feel like I've been here very long. I haven't even warmed up. I really haven't started trying yet. I'm just still having fun and goofing around. And, you know, I'm anxious to see what happens, where it's going to go. I look forward to it. Because all in all, the number one thing is I'm really a big fan of porn, more than I am anything else. You know, that's it. So, nice talking to you.
See? Yeah. Now, this year we saw... I don't think the first Control was 2006, but basically we saw Control kind of hit its stride.
Yeah.
Right? That was kind of a new series.
Yeah, the first one was 2006.
Was it? Okay, so we just talked about it last year.
Yeah.
So that was something new, totally different for you, and it's still kind of different and evolving, right?
Yeah. Well, Control is one of those ones that can go forever because it has no rules and it has no guidelines. It's just everything. It's kind of like a compilation, but it's not even limited as much as compilations are. Because compilations are always like, you know, fucking 15 hours of tit fucks, you know, 15 hours of blonde blowjobs. Control is different every time. You know, so Control is one of those great things that I can always fall back on. I can always just shoot something because I was really horny for it and put it in Control. There's no theme to it. And that's what I like about it most. And that's what I look forward to most in porn, is a non-theme oriented, you know, movie. I like that a lot, so.
Okay. Now, Shay still doesn't believe this, so we're going to... You called me when Jack's Asian Adventure was coming out.
Yeah.
And asked me a question. You asked me, because you know I kind of have a thing for Asian girls.
Yeah, kind of.
You asked me, who are my favorite Asians in the business?
Yeah.
And I gave you two names.
Yeah, yes you did.
And they were, you remember?
My same two also, Nautica Thorne and Shay Jordan.
Right.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Then my third was Mika Tan, your third was Tia Tanaka.
Yeah,
either way.
That's right.
But, so, and at that time, Shay had one movie out.
Right.
She's that freaking hot.
Yeah, you know, realistically, I keep telling people when I just run into friends here at the show, the buzz that I'm picking up on so far is Shay Jordan. I mean, the buzz about Shay is off the hook. Everyone likes Shay Jordan. Shay's cool to hang out with, you know? I mean, she's like one of the guys that you want to fuck, so it's great, you know? It's like having a buddy that you can fuck or whatever. And not to say I don't want to fuck you, Rod.
Right.
I mean, you know, but...
Shay has a nicer ass than I do.
Yeah. There's a definite positive, solid buzz about Shay. And she hasn't even started. I mean, you know, Shay's great. I mean, that's probably the greatest compliment to Digital Playground this year, you know?
Now, you just recently added Lacey Hart and Katsumi.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, there's another Asian. She would be number four for me.
Because
it would go Shay, Tia, or Shay. No, it would go... For me, it was Nautica, Tia, Shay, and Katsumi. But I'd probably have to fuck all three of them first before I got to Shay, because she's too much like a friend now.
She's not my friend.
Not to say I won't fuck you, Shay. Shay, I want to fuck you. Thank you. Okay, and so... Yeah.
Just ruined someone else's interview. Nice job.
Yeah, it's okay. You're the only one that counts.
Oh. Well.
So, Katsumi, which is going to be...
Now, have you shot Katsumi?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been shooting Katsumi for a while. And now that she's kind of got her new boobs and she's lost weight and she's trying to move in a different direction, I think Katsumi brings us another level, because each year we try to strive for another level. And our real competition, we feel, is within ourselves. We don't really view other people too much. I'm probably the most competitive person in the company as far as looking at other people's projects. But the rest of the company, we kind of view ourselves as that direct competition. So we want to strive each year to improve or to push it in a different direction. And Katsumi definitely brings that to the table for us, you know, with the kind of sexuality that she fucking encompasses, yeah. Dude. You know, I mean, Katsumi's hot.
Yeah.
She's sick, dude. You know, I mean, so I'm so happy. That was a great move for me. You know, I love that one.
All right, now, I think we've covered everything, right? Do you have a website? Is there a RobbieD.com?
There's a RobbieD.com, and all I really have is my box covers on it and what's coming up on the next box cover usually before it's released. And that links to all the trailers at Digital Playground. There will be a RobbieD.com website soon, but I'm
still
busy.
Can we put up a message
right?
board where we can all post how much you suck? And
yeah, absolutely. You can do that. Everyone does that anyways.
RobbieD sucks
on other people's message boards. So, you know, thank you. And, you know.
Well, all right then. We have now come to the presentation moment.
Yes.
2006 Roger Views Critics' Choice Award for Best Director. Oh, this is a misprint.
No, it's not. No.
It's Ian MacKaye.
No.
For some reason, they put your name on this, but it's really
I'll gladly take it from you. I'll give that to Ian. I'll take that. And
actually,
give that to
it does go to RobbieD.
Nice.
Woo!
Fuck yeah. Sorry.
You're not going to say, you know, you're king of the world, right?
Yeah, I am king of the world. Dude, this is thrill. This is really good. This is the one that I want. This is the award I want. I've gotten Berlin. I've gotten AVNs. I've been everywhere. I've gotten all the other ones. All of them, this was the one I wanted. Really.
Well,
nobody
we got it this
year. This is the one that means, in my mind, that I worked and I listened and I fucking moved forward. All the others, I feel, are political. And that's fine, because you need politics in business.
And you know this isn't political, because, you know, you tried.
Yeah, I tried.
You tried cash.
I tried everything, and it didn't work.
You tried the gift basket.
Yeah, I tried it all. I tried Shay, and, you know, and you refuse. So I know that this is a real deal, and this is awesome. And my competition has won this before.
Many times.
I wanted to take it. And
well, now it's yours. Now the question is, can you keep it?
Yeah, I don't fear that. Yeah. Once I get it, I can keep it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we go then. Someone needs to go. But I got to ask your opinion on alt porn.
Yeah.
What do you think of alt porn?
Alt porn?
Yes.
I think it's a joke.
Why?
It's totally unattractive. Maybe if they got some good directors.
I mean, look, you got
alt
a lot
porn.
Of ink on you, right?
Is that what alt is?
So you have the look, right?
I think bottom line is porn is supposed to make you horny. And, you know, there's a formula for that, and everyone mixes it up and approaches that formula differently. Some guys hit the formula on the head, and then you get awards. And other guys just flail about, and they do their own art thing. And I think that's great if you're trying to make a statement, or maybe it turns you on and stuff like that. But this is a business, and you need to target the demographic, you know, the business that they want to jack off. I don't see a lot of guys jerking off the alt porn, buddy. You know? So, whatever. I mean, I've seen it. I don't... Whatever. You know, that's their thing.
You had a classic moment this year in one of your movies where you had James Dean...
Oh, shit.
And James, God bless him, he's a good performer and a great actor. He's a big alt boy.
Yeah.
You had him kind of mock that persona a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we did that on the spur of the moment. And that was like... I think that was kind of James' idea. So, we just, you know... Threw him in some wild clothes and let him do some of the characteristic things that he does for some of the other guys. And James swears up and down to me repeatedly that he's not an alt porn guy. He just keeps getting casted for it. If you look back further, James was a MILF guy for a long time.
That's true.
You know, he had to pay his dues, you know. So
maybe he's working his way up.
Yeah. I like that skit. That was really fun making fun of him and you know.
And that was in which movie?
Damn, thanks. probably my firstborn.
Yeah, it was one of my first porn movies.
Yeah, that was a good time. I like doing that stuff. James is fun. He likes goofing off like that, you know. And if you got to look for something funny to do, what's funnier than alt porn?
And it's so easy; it writes itself, right?
You know, alt porn. What is that? Is that an alternative to porn, or is that just an alternative? Well, I don't get it. You know,
wouldn't alt porn? Or the alternative to porn would be what? The View?
Yeah. I don't get it.
What
dude.
Makes you want to jerk off the least?
Yeah. So long live alt porn. God bless, dude.
There you go. Thank you, and congratulations, and we'll see you next year.
Yes, you will, with more of these.
Okay.
Awesome.